Hi, this is Michelle from Blue Sounds here with a response to Brandino's question with regards to where does educating companies stop when they refuse to learn about accessibility? Well, first of all, something that those of you who gripe about accessibility, who use one screen reader, need to consider, is you might want to consider getting two. You might say, well, two? How do I do that? I only can afford one. Get something free like NVDA. Because between what you're using on your mainstay and NVDA, you'll have a complete package. I've seen it work often with George. If he can't get something on it from WindowEyes, he'll switch to NVDA and boom, it's totally available to him. So I'd consider doing that before you get forceful with regards to educating a company, because they may have gone through and with their experts and say it's perfectly fine. They've done what they can, but it's just the account of whatever screen reader. I know myself, I've seen, you know, Windows 7's magnifier work good in some areas, but something else does even better, but lacks in another. So that's something to consider. As for getting forceful, you can't force them, because it's just going to get them annoyed with you. And okay, they may say, well, we may lose you as a customer, but there's a lot more out there. And you also, well, you don't have to, but something to consider with regards to blind and visually impaired people is there are different kinds of accessibility, and they are going to start thinking that the blind and visually impaired are the squeaky wheels. They're going to think that we're negative. You know, let's start educating, not just by demanding accessibility, but emailing something constructive. What are they doing right? So, okay, the site may not be accessible, which I know to be not entirely true, because I've seen it been navigated by somebody who is totally blind. But let's say that you can get to at least their products category or whatever. Point out something positive, because frankly, we don't want to be known as complainers. So anyway, that's my beef with regards to educating about accessibility. May your journeys be safe, take care, and God bless. Bye for now.